Ortiz batting fourth at third base. Jet Johnston will bat fifth at first base. Shea McGahan will bat sixth and catch. Carson Queck will bat seventh in right field. Andrew Citrin will bat eighth in left field. And batting ninth, Kevin Fernandez in center field. Trevor Horn, a righty from Auburn, will be the starter for Kingsport later tonight in the bottom of the first inning. Starting lineup for the State Liners, batting first, Jordan Austin in center field. Batting second, Derek Cease at second base. Batting third, Nick Strong is catching. Batting fourth, Trey Oblas in left field. Batting fifth, Aries Gardner at first base. Batting sixth, Aiden Heberle in right field. Batting seventh, Joe Kinneberg at third base. Batting eighth, Tariq Freeney, the designated hitter. And batting ninth, Easton Ruley at shortstop tonight. And on the mound is Matthew Boynton, a right-handed pitcher from Murray State, making his State Liner debut this evening. So we thank you for tuning in here on the State Liners Radio Network. We are ready to go for first pitch here momentarily, as it will be Cole Swift, who we mentioned earlier, hit a homer last night, and he's jumped up from the 9 spot into the 1 spot for our second game with Kingsport. First pitch from Boynton in there for strike one on Cole Swift. So quickly on Matthew Boynton, who's making his debut. He's one of the older members of the team, 23 years old, a redshirt junior from Murray State. The Racers, as Swift lifts one into right center field. Who's going to get there? Oh, confusion as Austin lets it hit the ground. Heberle in to get it quickly into second base, but Swift takes advantage, and he stands at second right away. So another good start for Kingsport. Last night, it was Peyton Allen who got things started in the first inning as the leadoff man reached safely. And here it's Cole Swift, and that's ruled a double into the right center field gap. So the Axemen picking up right where they left off after picking up 13 runs last evening. So here's Mike Mancini. We saw him come in and pinch hit last night. He'll bat second and play shortstop as the first pitch from Boynton misses outside. Now back to Boynton. Had a 3.89 ERA this year across 44 innings for Murray State. He's got some good numbers from his college season. He'll look to replicate that here as the 1-0 is called strike one on the outside corner. 5-2 record for Boynton this year. One one as Boynton checks the runner and delivers. Going for that outside corner again, but it's ball two. Nick Strong behind the plate tonight. Trying to frame that up, but wasn't able to. Mancini, the sophomore from James Madison University. Excuse me, a freshman from JMU. Here's a pitch from Boynton. Off the plate outside. He's really trying to attack that outer half on the lefty Mancini. It's 3-1. Swift the runner at second. Corbin Shaw is the hitter on deck. Boynton takes a look. Mancini waves his bat, and we're ready to go. As the 3-1 from Boynton. Again, off the plate outside, Mancini tosses the bat to the side, and he'll jog down to first. So, again, a great start here in the first inning as the Axemen have their first two runners on base. That's exactly how you draw it up. And that brings up Corbin Shaw. Now, last night, Shaw did score two runs. He had a walk in the seventh inning last night, then had the big hit, a 3-RBI double in inning number 8. To really blow things open in an 8-run eighth inning for Kingsport. Shaw from Walter State Community College. The pitch from Boynton. Really struggling. It seems as if all his pitches are going in the same spot, and when the right-handed batter stepped in, it clipped him. So make that 3 batters in a row to start the contest to have reached base safely as Boynton tries to find his sea legs out there on the mound. So Swift up to third, Mancini to second, Shaw at first base. They're loaded with no outs, and it's Daniel Ortiz. Ortiz had 3 hits last night. So He's looking to pick up where he left off here with a big RBI opportunity early on. Boynton found the zone there as Ortiz hit it off the end of the bat. And it's 0-1. Beautiful night here in Bristol, Virginia. 71 degrees, mostly sunny. It'll probably get down to about 60 or so by the time this one's over. But great night for baseball, partly cloudy. The 0-1 from Boynton. Here's one grounded towards short. Ruley Fields flips to second for one. The throw to first. In time, a double play, and with the bases loaded and no outs, you're going to concede that run for two outs for sure. So Ortiz hits into the 6-4-3 double play. Swift comes home to score to make it 1-0 Kingsport, but I believe Matthew Boynton will take that ground ball all day long. So Mancini moves up to third base on the double play. Shaw is the first force out. Ortiz is out number two, and here's Jet Johnston. Boynton in the stretch, and the first pitch hit down the right field line, curving foul, and it'll get out of play. Heberly gave it a chase. Johnston, a high school senior from Farragut, he's committed to play at Texas A&M, so that goes to show you a little bit of the ability for the high school senior, just graduated from the Knoxville High School. It's 0-1, the pitch. Here's a chopper towards short. Ruley behind the bag throws across. And that could have been a lot worse for Matthew Boynton. Ends up getting two ground balls to get out of the inning. And Kingsport gets on the board with one run and one hit. We'll be back with the bottom of the first. Right after this, you're listening to the Stateliners Baseball Network.
At the birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future, where generations teach each other, where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune, where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together, where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. Welcome back, folks. We are here from Bristol, bottom of the first inning. We thank you for tuning in and wanted to mention we've already got a message here on our Google number. So we had several messages last night from you guys. We really appreciate you shooting us a text, letting us know who you are, where you're watching from, and we want to invite you to do so again. Our number is the same. It'll be the same throughout the season, 276-285-8780. That's 276-285-8780. We'd love to hear from you. Send us a message. Let us know your name, where you're watching from. If you got an interesting story, an interesting tidbit that you want to let us know, please do so. Now, we've already gotten a message here tonight, and we haven't even given out the number yet. So somebody was saving that number, and that is Carl Cooper from Jamestown, Tennessee. It says, Jamestown is the hometown of one of your pitchers and my grandson, Nicholas Smith. Also listening is his great aunt and uncle Beulah and Zenith Hines. I believe I pronounced that right. Go Stateliners. And go Stateliners indeed. Carl, we thank you for tuning in from Jamestown, Tennessee. And a couple other notes from last night. I want to say thanks to Drew and Vicki Nolan, who said good job with the call tonight. You've had to cover a long game, and indeed we did. First pitch last night around 7 o'clock. It ended up going till about 10:30 or later last night. Don't remember the last pitch. And, of course, we thank the Peyton Allen's family from watching from Dallas, Texas. So, again, folks, shoot us a message, 276-285-8780. We'd love to converse with you. Got some good conversation rolling last night with some of you about where all you were watching from. Several states represented around the country. And we always love to hear from you guys because, as we said last night, and it's true, a broadcast is just a conversation. So we're here to make it conversational with you, and we hope to hear from you here tonight. So the State Liners trail 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the first. And here's Jordan Austin, the center fielder for the State Liners. First pitch on the way. Called ball one from Trevor Horn. Again, we told you, Horn, a righty from Auburn. A little SEC flavor out here. The 1-0. Here's a ground ball from Austin towards second. Swift fields it routinely. Throw over to first to Johnston, and it's one up, one down. So Derek Cease hits in the two spot. Cease was the number 9 hitter last night. Jumps up to the number 2 spot here for the second game against Kingsport. Cease had a 1-for-4 evening as he had a single in the 8th inning last night. First pitch to him. Good fastball from Horn. It's strike one. Horn, a redshirt freshman for the Tigers. 0-1 on the way to Cease, and it's blocked up behind the plate by McGahan, who just got here, the catcher for Kingsport. So again, Cease, a second baseman from Penn State University. Speed and defense, the name of his game. Here's a 1-1. Cease takes a strike low in the zone, and it's 1-2. Cease turned a nifty double play last night to preserve the lead for the State Liners. If you missed that clip, it's on our Twitter account, the State Liners Twitter account. 1-2, breaking ball hit towards short, fielded by Mancini. The throw is not in time as it's low. Nice stretch there by Johnston at first. He did the splits but couldn't come up with the catch, and that should be an infield single for Derek Cease. And it is. So they will rule that a single for Cease. So the State Liners have a base runner, and here comes Nick Strong. Strong has a .500 batting average on the season. Didn't see him last night, but he is he's back in the lineup tonight. Fun fact about Nick Strong, this is his second year with the State Liners. He was a part of this team last year. Is their first pitch lifted towards right. Will it get down? No. Oh, nice running catch by Queck. The throw back to first, not in time. So Strong, a one-pitch flyout to right field, and he becomes the second out of the first. And here's Trey Oblas. So Oblas hitting from the left side. We didn't see him last night. Oblas hitting .333 on the year. A little bit of that Utah flavor for the State Liners. And the runner's going on the first pitch. Here's the throw down. Oh, they called him safe. Cease got a late jump. It was an excellent throw from McGahan behind the plate. It was right on the money. But they're going to say Cease just snuck in at second base. So give Cease a stolen base and a runner in scoring position for the State Liners as the pitch was called a ball to Oblas. Here's the 1-0 on the way from Horn. Swing and a miss by the big lefty Oblas. Oblas is listed at 6'4", 210 pounds. He came from Utah, but he's committed now to Grayson Junior College in Texas. One ball, one strike to Oblas, and a low strike called, 1-2. So Oblas, and one of the Utah ties here. We told you last night, manager Bill Kinneberg was the manager for Utah. The University of Utah for many years, so lots of Utes on the roster. 1-2, Oblas, swinging bunt towards the first base line. Horn comes over to field, and just in time, it's a 1-3 put out, and that will retire the side. Bristol gets a base runner in the first, but they can't get him across. Kingsport leads it after one complete inning, 1-0. We'll be back with the second inning right after this. You're listening to the State Liners Baseball Network. Place them in a basket, and then they're going to be...
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. All right, folks, welcome back. Top of two, Kingsport leads it 1-0. And gonna go back to our voice messages here on Google. Another message from Jim Lorenzetti. We heard from you last night from Connecticut. And his son Michael pitched last night. And big 6'9" right-hander. We mentioned this last night, Jim. You may not have heard it, but one of the fun facts about Lorenzetti is his hometown is actually Bristol, Connecticut. And here we are in Bristol, Virginia. And so, again, if you're not familiar with this Twin Cities here, we have Bristol, Tennessee and Bristol, Virginia. It's really all one big community. But the reason for the name Stateliners, there is a street here downtown called State Street. And the border of the two states is actually the yellow lines in the middle of the road. You can literally straddle the yellow lines on State Street and be in two places at once. So, fans, if you haven't been to Bristol yet, we encourage you to come out this season where you could be in two places at one time. First pitch at the top of the second, called strike one to Shea McGahan, who had a nice throw. We thought he nailed Cease at second base on the stolen base attempt, but he somehow got in there safely. Here's the 0-1 from Boynton, and it skips up and over the net. Hello! That ball up over, off the glove, it looked like, of Strong, up over the net, and that's a souvenir for a young fan. So it's 1-1. Boynton brings it. Breaking ball catches the inner half, and it's 1-2. Boynton brings the 1-2. This one's grounded to third. Kinneberg struggles with it, bounces off his glove, and it's into left field. Would be surprised if that's not an error, and it is ruled an error on Kinneberg. So for the second consecutive inning, Kingsport gets the leadoff man on, this time via the error. Now, Kinneberg was our Stateliner of the game last night, due in part to his great defense. So an uncharacteristic mistake there at third allows McGahan to reach. And here's Carson Queck. Boynton, the pitcher, brings one. Here's a grounder to first. Gardner fields it, steps on the bag, fires to second, and what a double play. Aries Gardner took the line shot. He bobbled it momentarily, collected himself, stepped on the bag, and gunned it down to second for a double play. That is now two double plays in the ball game for the Stateliners, and Joe Kinneberg's pretty happy about that as his error is now erased from the base paths. And here's a first pitch ground ball from Andrew Citrin back to the mound. Boynton's throw didn't go exactly where he wanted it to, but the big Gardner over there, the lefty, able to keep his foot on the base. And there's a quick second inning. Nicely done defensively after the error by Kinneberg. And Kingsport will take their 1-0 lead into the bottom of the second. We'll be right back on the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. All right, folks, welcome back. Bottom of the second inning, a quick top half of the second. It didn't look like it was going to start off too well, as it was an error on the ground ball by McGahan. Ball booted at third base by Kinneberg, but then a double play, and on the next pitch, a ground ball back to the pitcher got the Stateliners right out of that jam. And they'll look to get on the board here as they trail 1-0 here early on, and it's the 5-6-7 hitters, Gardner, Heberle, and Kinneberg, due up here in the inning. Now, again, folks, I want to give you another chance here. Be sure to shoot us a message where you're listening from tonight, 276-285-8780. Again, that's 276-285-8780. Shoot us a message. Let us know that you're watching, who you are, and where you're watching from. Here's the first pitch to Gardner on the way. And Horn gets a first pitch strike. Gardner's average currently sitting at .500 and his OPS at .1261. Had an RBI last night as Gardner chases the off speed, and it's 0-2. Gardner had a single in the fifth inning last night, picked up that RBI, and here's an 0-2 ground ball to second. A chopper fielded by Swift in shallow right field, and he fires the first. And a nice play from Swift to Johnson. There's one out in the second. So here's Aiden Heberle. Heberle back in right field. He was out there last night. Heberle from Missouri. Heberle is tied for the league lead in walks, so his on-base percentage up near the top of the league. First pitch from Horn goes with the breaking ball first. Got a little Tiger-Tiger matchup here as Auburn and Missouri. Now Mizzou lost to Auburn. Auburn knocked Mizzou out of the SEC tournament earlier this season as the 0-1 skips in. I have to check in and see if these guys faced each other in that game, perhaps. 1-1, and it misses low. Two balls and one strike. Not seeing Heberle or Horn on the box score for that first round matchup. 10-4, Auburn beat Missouri to end their season. Two balls and one strike, and that missed the zone. 3-1. So 3-1 to count to Aiden Heberle. And here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Mancini ranges over from behind second base, and a nice play. A 6-3 put out. Heberle threw his hands out to say he was safe, but it looked from here like the ball beat him. So nicely done by Mancini. He's shown he can really field out there at shortstop. And two ground outs to start the second. And here's Joe Kinneberg. Kinneberg had a nice night last night. Again, we told you earlier, he was our Stateliner of the game last night after his efforts. Kinneberg went 2-for-5 with two runs and made several nice defensive plays. First pitch from Horn skips up and in, and it's 1-0. So Kinneberg awaiting the 1-0 pitch from Horn. Here's a pitch, and it's downstairs 2-0. Our messages are popping up big time. We'll get to you guys in just a minute. Even got some fans from Kingsport listening into our video feed tonight. We appreciate you. 2-0 to Kinneberg, misses low. So after a great start to the inning from Horn, he's lost a few pitches here to Joe Kinneberg, who looks to reach base safely. Kinneberg hitting .364 thus far on this young season. Taking here, I'm sure. And it's called ball four. So Horn on a 3-0, can't find the zone. Kinneberg jogs down to first. And here comes Tariq Freeney. The state liner roster is loaded at catcher. We saw Dalton Bargo last night, the catcher from Missouri. He is a great player. Nick Strong also, he's already hit a home run this season. He's catching tonight, and Tariq Freeney's in there at DH tonight. He's the third catcher on the roster. First pitch to Freeney is outside ball one. That's five straight out of the zone from Horn. Now, Freeney has got a home run himself on the year. He hit that in game two up at Princeton. He's hitting .167 on the year thus far here with two outs, Kinneberg. And here's going to be his next base hit as Freeney punches one right back up the middle. And a two-out single sends Kinneberg to second base. Freeney at first, and perhaps some two-out magic here for the state liners. Here comes Easton Rooley. So Rooley does not have a hit yet this year. He is 0 for 7. And again, another one of these Utah players for Coach Kinneberg. Rooley fouls the first pitch off out of play. It's 0-1. Rooley didn't get in a game this year at the University of Utah, just his freshman year, but starred at Thousand Oaks High School. Here's the 0-1 to Rooley, and it's off the plate. Ball and a strike. Rooley, the number 9 hitter for Bristol. If he could somehow reach, it'll roll back to the top for Jordan Austin. Horn in the stretch with two on. Kinneberg at second. Freeney at first. 1-1 from Horn on the way. Rooley, fly ball into shallow center field. Fielders converging. And it's going to be Swift who stares up into the sun and squeezes it for out number three. So the state liners get a few base runners on, but still no runs as Kingsport takes a 1-0 lead into the next inning. And we'll be back with the third right after this on the State Liners Baseball Network.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network. Okay. All right, welcome back, folks. Top of inning number three, Kingsport out in front, 1-0. And we'll get a chance to catch up on our messages. We're hearing from Matt Boynton's girlfriend. Hello, Alex. Watching from Murray, Kentucky. Go State Liners in number 87. Right on. Thank you, Alex. Also watching Michael Mancini, his family from Main Endwell, New York, cheering on their boy from the shortstop for Kingsport. And the Allens from Dallas are back in watching. Even though their son is out of the lineup tonight, they're watching just to see who see some of the teammates of Allen play tonight. So appreciate you guys listening in. And now we're ready to go. First pitch of the third inning called strike one. And it's Kevin Fernandez. Fernandez, the center fielder tonight. And the 0-1, ground ball foul. Fernandez plays down the street at Lincoln Memorial. I guess that's a little bit more than down the street, down towards the Knoxville area. He's a local kid, was born in Miami, but played at Pigeon Forge High School, which is about 2 hours away. Played for Mike Gwynn, the Kingsport manager down at Pigeon Forge High School, and was also a member of this Kingsport team last year. The 0-2, again fouled. See a lot of returners for the Axemen, just up and down their lineup both last night and tonight. It goes to show you just how much fun some of these kids had last year, and here they are back on their championship-winning team. They want to defend that title. Off to a 2-1 start this year as Fernandez throws his hand up. Last year, Fernandez played 24 ball games for Kingsport, .273 batting average. Pair of stolen bases. 0-2 to him. Here's one off the fists. Kinneberg charging, cutting off the shortstop throw. Not in time. Fernandez threw his hands up before he even touched the base, I believe. But that's going to be an infield single for Fernandez. It's only the second hit of the ball game for Kingsport. And for the third consecutive inning, Kingsport gets the leadoff runner on base. So it's Cole Swift. He doubled to get us started in the first. And what a night he had last night. Hit a homer in the third, but also grounded into two double plays. Both of them ended the inning he was hitting in. First pitch to Swift. Goes around. Looked like he might have been fooled on the pitch inside. And it's 0-1. Boynton checks on the runner. A lob over to first. It's got to be a comforting thing for Boynton, who actually just got here from Murray State. This is his first appearance for Bristol, to have the large Gardner over there to catch everything at first. Good fastball from Boynton by the bat of Swift, and it's 0-2. Swift is a high school senior. He'll be playing his college ball at Radford next spring. 0-2 upstairs. That home run that Swift hit last night was clipped by the Appy League, as pretty much all home runs are. That video got some distance there on the Twitter machine, as the 1-2 over the head of Swift and all the way to the backstop, which allows Fernandez to move up 90 feet. But quite a bit of action from the Snow Hill product hitting that home run. Hit 529 in his senior year at Snow Hill. That'll do just fine. So two balls and two strikes. Boynton takes a peek at the runner and brings it. Strike three. What a pitch. Swift was out in front of it. And there's a strikeout. It's actually the first strikeout of the ball game for Boynton. One out in the third. Here's Mike Mancini. Now, this gives us a chance to talk a little bit about Mancini, who's from Maine Endwell. And I've got here that he was a member of the 2016 Little League World Series Championship team. And let me tell you, that means a lot to me, because I am an old Little League coach. Have coached for many years, and actually got to go to Williamsport 1 year as the pitch grounded towards short, fielded by Rooley. The throw to first is an out. The throw kind of pulled Gardner off the bag. Not sure if he was able to hold his foot or if it was the tag on Mancini, but he is called out at first base. It's a 6-3 putout. And for the Mancinis, your boy swung at the first pitch there. I was ready to have a little bit of a longer conversation about Williamsport. But when he comes back up next time, we'll have a chance to talk a little bit more about it. All right, so here comes Corbin Shaw. Shaw was hit by a pitch his first time at bat. And Boynton misses the zone. It's 1-0. So not to be lost here. On the ground ball to short from Mancini. Fernandez moves up to third base. So runner at third with two outs. Kingsport leads it 1-0 here in the third. Pitch from Boynton. Breaking ball. Whoa. Fooled Shaw inside as he tried to hold up but couldn't. You can just tell that Boynton has really got some good movement on his pitches here. Product from Murray State on the bump for Bristol tonight. 1-1. This one off the fist, down the right field line, and it stays fair. It's an RBI for Shaw. He's going to try to go for second. The throw is in time. So Shaw does pick up the RBI as Fernandez touches home before the out was made. How about the throw by Heberle in the right field corner to retire Shaw, but Kingsport leads it 2-0. As we head to the bottom of the third inning, Bristol looking to get the bats going. We'll be right back with the bottom of the third on the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of five Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. All right, folks, welcome back. Bottom of the third, Kingsport out in front 2-0. Thank you for tuning in here on the Stateliners Baseball Network, as always. And Bristol's looking to get some runs going. It took them a little bit to get started last night, as they didn't score till the sixth. So Bristol looking to get a couple early runs here. And don't want Kingsport running away from you as they lead it 2-0. And here's the top of the order. It's Jordan Austin. Austin a ground out on his ledger, and not this time as he hammers a ball to right field, and there's a leadoff single in the third. A good start for the Liners. I'll tell you, I've got plenty of notes to talk about some of these guys, but they love the first pitch. They get on base. I was going to talk about Jordan. Saw on his Instagram story today he was supporting his Indiana State team who kicks off against TCU this weekend. In the Super Regionals, that's right, his college team is one step away from Omaha. And that first pitch to Derek Cease misses low for ball one. Cease had the first hit of the ball game for the Stateliners, a single in the first, then stole second but was stranded there in the first. Horn will check on Austin, but he's back safely. Austin's got a lot of speed over there at first base. Last night he laid down a beautiful bunt, and we thought there was no way he was going to be thrown out. But Daniel Ortiz, the third baseman for Kingsport, threw him out. Now here is a pickoff throw that skips away from the first baseman. Austin's going to try to go to third. Here he comes. Oh, my. Austin, I don't know if he went on his own from second to third, or if the coach sent him. But let's just put it this way. The press box over here was playing celebratory music that he had advanced to base and didn't realize he was running to third. That play was not even close. So Austin does reach second on the air, but he's thrown out at third. So erase the single, as Cease chases it upstairs 1-0, and it's even at 1-1. One ball, one strike to Cease, and it's up and in. Horn brings the 2-1 to Cease, and it's lifted foul out of play. Heads up over there. Now took out a couple fans. So Cease the hitter, 2-2. Nick Strong, the State Liners catcher, awaits on deck. He'd love to have a base runner on in front of him here. Pitch from Horn. Cease ground ball to short. Mancini fields. Routine ground ball, and it's a 6-3 putout. Maybe a quick chance to talk about Mancini now that he's had a play here. So Little League World Series, part of the 2016 winning team. I actually was at the World Series in 2017 for the Little League World Series. Japan won that one. But what an experience. If you're anywhere near Pennsylvania or if you ever have a chance to go to the Little League World Series, you got to do it. Just a just pure fun and the way baseball was meant to be played with the joy of 12-year-old kids. First pitch to Nick Strong, misses up and in, ball one. My involvement in the Little League here locally in Bristol actually is what earned me the chance to go up to Williamsport, not because I got to coach in it, unfortunately. As 1-0 to Strong, breaking ball swung on and missed 1-1. But our league, each Little League, is supposed to submit a safety report to Williamsport every year, and the best safety reports in the region get a free trip for a few individuals to the World Series, and I got to participate. As Strong swings up and up out of the zone, it's now 1-2. So, magical place up there in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. One ball, two strikes to Nick Strong, who's 0-for-1 with a flyout. Pitch from Horn. Strong fouls that one back over our heads. Seeing some Balladeer shirts here tonight. That probably means nothing to you guys, but Ballad Health is the local health organization here in the area. This is Balladeer, Ballad Health Kids Night. 1-2, Strong takes a breaking ball towards left. Citrin can't get there. On a dive, it bounces off his glove. Looked like a routine fly to left, but he just couldn't get there. So let's see if, yep, they'll give that a hit, as that would have been an incredible play by Citrin to get there. So Strong picks up a single. That's the second hit in the inning. But unfortunately, only one runner on and two outs as Trey Oblas, the big lefty, takes another chance. He hit one right back to the pitcher last time. And first pitch misses low, ball one. This is inside to Oblas as it nearly got him on the foot there. It's 2-0. Again, Oblas didn't really get much action at Utah. He's now transferred. As a swing and a miss, it's 2-1. The member of the 2019 state champion football team at Gunter High School down in Texas. Two balls and a strike. The pitch. Oblas sharply chopped the second. Tough play as Swift lets it go under the glove. Strong gets back into second. Let's see what they rule that one. That was a high chopper. Would have been an incredible play, and that they will call that an error. So Aries Gardner comes in to hit here with two on and two out. As Oblas reaches on the error, Strong up to second. Maybe a chance here. First pitch to Gardner. Hit hard to center. That one curving into the left center field gap. Strong touches third. He's going to score. It's bobbled by the center fielder, Fernandez. And Gardner slides into second. The State Liners are on the board. It's 2-1 with two runners on and two outs. Let's see. I think they're going to rule that a single and an error by the center fielder. They will. So that's already three errors for Kingsport. They still lead it 2-1, but in a tough spot here as the potential go-ahead run stands at second base for Aiden Heberle. Heberle grounded out the short last time, and the first pitch from Horn misses low. Horn had two scoreless innings to start, but worked himself into some trouble here, but not all his fault. A couple errors has extended this inning. 1-0. Heberle, swing and a miss. Again, as we told you, it's a little bit of a tiger battle here. Heberle from Missouri, Horn from Auburn. Horn got the best of Heberle the first time. Let's see if Aiden can reach safely here. 1-1 from Horn. Called strike two. Heberle's average sitting at 429. Here it is, and a ground ball to short. They make it out of it, fielded by Mancini. The throw is offline. So Oblas comes in to score. That's the fourth error of the game by Kingsport, and their defense is letting them down here. As Mancini's throw brought the runner, brought the first baseman Johnston up the line. So Heberle reaches on the E6. And Oblas comes in to score. Listen to Oblas' trek around the bases. He reached on an error by the second baseman. Got the second on a single. Reached third on an error by the center fielder. And scores on an error by the shortstop. It's 2-2. First pitch to Joe Kinneberg. Misses the zone up high. And we're still trying to catch up here. So Strong scores the first run in the inning. Now Oblas has come across. Gardner stands at third. And runners on the corners with two outs. Kinneberg lifts one into center field. Fernandez has a beat on it this time, and he'll squeeze it and put it away. But the State Liners tie it up in the third in large part due to several errors. That looks like, what, four errors in the inning? Four errors in the inning by Kingsport. And we've got a tie ball game. It's 2-2. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the fourth right after this on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Located in the highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network. All right, folks, welcome back. 2-2, score after three. The State Liners take advantage of four errors by Kingsport in the third inning. So you might argue that with four errors, you should have gotten more than two runs. But needless to say, we've got a tie ball game through three innings. And it looks like Matthew Boynton's going to go back out here for the fourth. We saw last night that Kingsport starter, Mickey Sheets, went four full innings. Most pitchers, I would say, throughout the Appalachian League are mostly throwing about three innings or so if things are going well. But Boynton is going towards the fourth here after only giving up three hits and two runs through the first three frames. So it's 4-5-6 as Daniel Ortiz comes in for his first at bat, second at bat of the ball game, and the first pitch across hits 0-1. Ortiz hit into the first of two double plays this evening for the State Liners, a 6-4-3 put out. That was with the bases loaded, so he did pick up an RBI, but it cost him two outs in the inning, the 0-1. Up high. Oh, looked like it was up high, but it must have been right across the letters as it's called strike two. It's 0-2. Hello to Alicia and Kenneth checking in from Michigan. They say nice hit from their boy, Aries Gardner. I would agree. 0-2. Waste pitch down and away. Nice block by Strong. Would have been even nicer had there been runners on base, but no one on yet here in the inning. As Ortiz, the leadoff hitter for the Axemen here in the fourth. 2-2 ball game. Pitch from Boynton on the way. Grounded to short. Sitting back on it is Ruley. He'll field the Sunday hop and a routine ground ball out. And that is the first inning that the leadoff man has been retired. So a nice start to the inning for Boynton in his fourth inning of work. So here's Jet Johnston. Johnston playing first base tonight. We're told he's not a natural first baseman, so that could be part of the issue. We saw him have a couple struggles. Looks like he's more of an outfielder than an infielder. He grounded out to short last time, and the first pitch from Boynton across for a strike, 0-1. A one pitch off the plate outside. One note we want to get in on Boynton before he exits the game is that he played for the Savannah Bananas in 2021. If you are a baseball fan at all, you likely know who the Savannah Bananas are. They have really taken baseball to a new entertainment level. They've basically been called the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball as 1-1 misses high 2-1. I'd love to get to chat with Matt about his experience down there in Savannah. They've pretty much gone to a brand new setup now. They used to be a part of a college league like this, but now they're kind of their own show. As a 2-1 swing and a miss by Johnston, and we're even at 2-2. I've heard the Savannah Bananas tickets are very hard to get down in Georgia. 2-2, fouled off out of play. Bananas, I think they got a, if I remember correctly, they have had their own TV special called Banana Land, I believe is what it's called, and looking at the history of that team and program. 2-2, nice looking pitch from Boynton. He did a K-strut out on the mound but didn't get the strike three call. Send that one to Pitching Ninja on Twitter. Look like Spencer Strider out there swinging that leg around. 3-2 from Boynton on the way. The pitch fisted towards short. Ruley charges, sets the feet, and the throw is too high. Gardner lost it. It bounces off the net. And that's going to be an error on Ruley. It didn't look super high. I'm wondering if Gardner just lost it. So Johnston stands at first base now after the error. It's E6. And here's Shea McGahan. McGahan did reach bases last time up. It was the error by Kinneberg at third. First pitch fouled straight back. So McGahan coming from Johnson County Community College. He was originally up at Missouri, so he's probably got a few ties to a couple of these state liner players. 0-1. Hit right back off of Boynton. It's caught by the second baseman. The throw back to first. And that's a nice assist there from Boynton as the ball never touched the ground. Cease grabs it out of the air, throws back to first, and we've got a double play. Derek Cease finds himself in all kinds of these situations. And you never know what you're going to see here in the Appy League. 2-2 our score as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, where the Stateliners will look to take their first lead of the game. You're listening to the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. Welcome back to Bristol. We've got a tie ball game, 2-2, bottom of the fourth. And still kind of amazed at what we just saw, that double play that went off of Boynton into the glove of Cease to throw back to Gardner for the double play. That was the third double play already through four innings turned by the Stateliners. So they are doing something right defensively. And they'll look to take their first lead of the ball game here as it's 8-9-1 against Horn, who's staying out there for his fourth inning of work. Freeney singled last time, and this is going to be more than that. He golfs one into left field. Freeney loses his helmet on the way to second, and a single for Freeney in the first at bat. Now a double, and the Stateliners in business here in the fourth. Really like what we've seen from Tariq Freeney. Originally, Freeney was down at Grand Canyon University. Now he's heading to Cisco College, but he's going to be a good player. So here's Easton Rooley, the shortstop, the number 9 hitter. First pitch, swing and a miss. Rooley popped up to the second baseman, his first at bat. Back in the second inning, it ended the inning with a few runners on base. Freeney, the runner at second. After his first double of the year, here's a ground ball towards short. Freeney trying to move up to third. Did they get him? And they get the tag on the leg of Freeney as he dives into third base. So Rooley reaches on the fielder's choice. Freeney out trying to get to third. Nice play by Mancini over to his third baseman Ortiz, and probably an even better tag there by Daniel Ortiz. We've been impressed with what we've seen from him, especially defensively here over the last two nights. So one out, runner at first is Easton Rooley, and here's the top of the order, and we've got a pinch hitter here. So Joe Cardinale hits in the leadoff spot. 0-1 on the way. Cardinale hits one deep to right field. Quick sets underneath it and squeezes it for the out. You have to wonder if maybe Austin came out of the ballgame after trying to stretch over to third on that throw that got away from the first baseman on the pickoff that was not even close. Maybe he ran through a stop sign, perhaps. So F9 for Cardinale. He's out number two. And this is Derek Cease. First pitch to Cease, called a strike. No balls and a strike. Cease 1-for-2 tonight. His average right at 500 on the year. Cease grounded to third. Ortiz makes it look easy. What a throw and a stretch by Johnston. Ortiz over there looking like a Major League Baseball third baseman. I'll tell you what, he can really play the hot corner as it goes down 5-3 in the book. Bristol wastes a leadoff double by Tariq Freeney, and we're still tied through four. It's 2-2. We'll head to the fifth when we get back from our latest break. You're listening to the Stateliners Baseball Network.
At the birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future, where generations teach each other, where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune, where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together, where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. We're tied at two here in the top of the fifth inning. It's been an eventful game, as Kingsport has four errors thus far. And despite that, we've got a total of six errors in the ballgame. Kingsport, two runs, three hits, four errors. Bristol, two runs, six hits, and two errors. Another chance to chat with you guys about what's going on in the ballgame. Send us a text, 276-285-8780. That's 276-285-8780. Send us a message. Let us know where you're watching from. We appreciate you guys watching tonight. Top of the fifth. Here we go. It's Kingsport. Carson Quick, as the pitch nearly got him on the jersey. Gets out of the way just in time. It's 1-0. Quick grounded into a double play. His first time up. There's been three of them already for Bristol. As a 1-0 called strike one. We kind of wondered if that double play that bounced off of Boynton, if that was going to be it for him. But he's back out there for the fifth. So he's pushing for five innings here tonight. Doing a great job. 1-1, swing and a miss as it goes underneath the legs of Strong. It's 1-2. Boynton gave up one run in the first inning. He did give up a run in the first and the third. Gave up one hit in the first, two hits in the third. But he's had two scoreless innings thus far. 1-2. Swing and a miss as Quick was out in front of it. And that is the second strikeout of the ballgame for Boynton. And you have to wonder if maybe Bristol's found something here with Mr. Boynton on the rubber. So here comes Andrew Citrin. And the first pitch called a strike. Citrin grounded out 1-3. It was a hit right back to the pitcher. Here's the 0-1. Ground ball towards the state liner dugout, 0-2. Boynton seems to be a welcome addition to the state liner's roster. Here's a pitch. Ground ball towards third. Kinneberg charging. Fires on the run. And that's more like the Kinneberg that we've known. Two outs in the inning. So it's the number nine hitter, Fernandez. Fernandez singled and scored in the third inning. He was the last man to touch home plate for Kingsport back in the third. Interesting pattern as Kingsport has scored one run in every other inning, but that pattern may die here if they can't get a run this inning. Of course, my do-everything producer tech social media guy, Josh Buckles, just sent us a text that says he's watching the game from 2 feet away. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate you trying to drum up some interest here for us on the text thread. 0-2. Oh, he's right behind me. Oh, my gosh. He scared me. 0-2 off the plate, and it's 1-2. This man literally just wanted a shout-out. What was that? Oh, you are really about 2 feet away. There's a wall between us, though. Didn't even know you were there. One ball and two strikes. Here's a pitch. Oh, looked like it almost hit Fernandez in the box, but just avoided him as it's 2-2. Matthew Boynton looking to etch a five-inning performance out of this this start. 2-2 from Boynton. Looks like it was fouled at the plate. Fernandez might have fouled it off of himself. See, we got some action down the in the bullpen for Bristol. So you would think this may be it for Boynton, but what an effort here on the rubber. 2-2 to Fernandez. Misses low, and we're full. Can't tell on the number down the line. As a 3-2 pitch misses inside, and it's a two-out walk for Fernandez. Here comes Cole Swift with Fernandez down to first base. Swift is 1-for-2. He doubled and scored in the first inning. Struck out last time up, though. So Swift again hit a homer last night here at Boyce Cox Field. It was the first homer of the year here at this stadium. As the first pitch from Boynton up and in. One for two with a run. Swift's average sitting up at 444 on the year. One up. Good pitch from Boynton as Swift was fooled out in front of it, and we're even. Boynton brings it up and in. Nice acrobatic move by Swift to get out of the way. He had to get out of the way swiftly, you might say. Again, thanks for sending us a message. Sean and Leanne Farney from Mobile, Alabama. Parents of Seth Farney, who we saw last night. Farney is committed to Ole Miss. So there's some more SEC flavor as pitching coach Ted Power will walk out to the mound and have a chat. Told you last night about Power's credentials. Former MLB player, fifth round draft pick. Was on the coaching staff for the Cincinnati Reds most recently. Well, I guess most recently he was with Pulaski of the Appalachian League, but the notable experience with the Reds. do see Cade Nelson warming up down the line for Kingsport. We'd expect him to come in next inning. Two balls and a strike. The pitch from Boynt. Hit towards right, down towards that Kingsport bullpen, but it's foul, 2-2. So 2-2, two outs, 2-2 our score. Boynton checks the runner and brings it. Fastball up high, and here comes a pretty big pitch as it's now full to Swift, the leadoff man. Runner will get to get a bit of a head start with the pitch. A little hit and run action for Swift here with two outs. Gardner no longer holding Fernandez at first. There he goes, the pitch. 3-2, called ball four, just off the plate. Boynton didn't like the call, and Coach Kenneberg is going to come out and pull Boynton. And here comes a new pitcher. So Boynton can't quite get to the five full innings, but what a performance from him. He will exit the game in a 2-2 ball game. We're going to take a break, and when we get back, we'll have the changes for you. 2-2 ball game here in the top of the fifth with two outs. You're listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Learn more at She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network. Welcome back to Bristol. 2-2 is our score here in the fifth inning. And we've got a new pitcher on the mound. Hated for Boynton. He almost got out of that fifth inning, but just couldn't get there as a walk to Swift has two runners on base. Two consecutive walks for Boynton spelled the end of his outing. But we don't quite know the final line yet for Boynton because the two runners on base belong to him. But he's thrown 4 2/3 inning, had three walks and two strikeouts. He's only given up two runs thus far. But we'll see how Aubrey Smith can hold up for him. Now, Smith is another newcomer. So this is kind of the newcomer game for Bristol, and Aubrey is wearing jersey number 69 out there on the rubber. So getting him moved over into our lineup here. So Smith just recently played in the NCAA tournament for UNC Wilmington, the Seahawks. And let me just tell you, Wilmington, North Carolina, one of my favorite places on earth. Last night I said San Juan, Puerto Rico is one of my favorite places on earth, and that would be true. But Wilmington is also in my top five. We every year we vacation down in Wilmington. We love the area. And Smith, a freshman down there, he just got done pitching against Duke in the NCAA tournament, threw a third of an inning, gave up three hits, four runs. So a rough outing. But UNC Wilmington had a great season. They made the 64-team field for the NCAA tournament, but did not advance to the Super Regionals, so he makes the drive up to Bristol. And here's the first pitch from Smith, and it misses the zone low to Mike Mancini. Smith not only plays at UNC Wilmington, but he was born there. So we're big fans of Aubrey Smith here as the 1-0 fouled out of play. And especially if we've got the Smith family listening in, shoot us a message. Let us know you're listening or watching. Tell you what, we're going down to Wilmington here in a couple weeks. Very excited to get down there. 1-1. And it's low, 2-1. I'll tell you what, maybe some of you have been to Wilmington. Even if I'm not just talking to the Smiths here, Boombalotti's Ice Cream. Look it up. If you're ever in Wilmington, that's the place to go. The place to stop and get a sweet treat down there. 2-1 from Smith. This one grounded fair. Oh, just painted the line. Kingsport's going to take the lead as here comes Fernandez. Quickly fielded out in left by Oblas, but it'll be a double for Mancini. And the two walks come back to bite the Stateliners as Fernandez scores from second on the RBI double by Mike Mancini. It's 3-2. So Swift up to third base. Mancini at second, and Kingsport's got a 3-2 lead. So here's Corbin Shaw. 1 for 1, a single, and an RBI. First pitch, breaking ball, called strike one. Again, Shaw played his college baseball this year at Walter State Community College, a known powerhouse in the community college world. He will play his baseball at Tennessee Wesleyan next year. 0-1. Chopper to short. Ruley comes to get the big hop. Sets the feet. Nice play, Easton Ruley. So a ground out from Shaw ends the inning, but Kingsport gets a run across after two walks and a double by Mike Mancini, and they lead it 3-2. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth, where Bristol will look to tie it up or take the lead. Stay with us, folks. This is the Stateliners Baseball Network.
At the birthplace of country music museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where southern charm and state-of-the-art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. Welcome back to Bristol. Kingsport leads it 3-2. Big double there by Mike Mancini.
At the birthplace of country.
Sorry about that on the ad there, folks. So Mike Mancini has a double, and that drove in Kevin Fernandez to give Kingsport a 3-2 lead. The Stateliners will look to get things corrected. And a big spot in the order to do so as it's 3-4-5. Strong, Oblas, and Gardner scheduled to hit in the inning. Three runs, four hits, four errors for Kingsport. Bristol, two runs, six hits, and two errors. Horn back out there for the fifth, and his first pitch called strike one to Nick Strong. Strong, 1-for-2, has a single today. Fun fact on Strong, he had the first hit of the year in the Appalachian League. There's some trivia for you in 2023. It was a home run. 0-1, breaking ball, didn't get the zone. Good-looking pitch there from Horn, but inside, 1-1. And part of the reason that Strong had the first hit of the year was because Princeton, where Bristol was playing, just started their game a little earlier than everyone else. As 1-1 swung on and missed, it's 1-2. But Strong sent one deep to left field. up there at Princeton to give Bristol the lead, and they went on to win that game 16-6 for their first victory of the year. 1-2 downstairs, and it's 2-2. Strong's batting average sitting at .500. His OPS is .1571. That's pretty good. 2-2. Strong swing and a miss, and that will retire the state liner catcher. So a Strong down on strikes, one out, and here's Oblas. Oblas was one of the individuals who benefited from the errors, four errors by Kingsport in the third inning. Oblas reached on an error by the second baseman. And the first pitch called strike one. Oblas would eventually score in the inning alongside with his teammate Nick Strong. Those are the only two runs of the day as Oblas lays off the 0-1 inside. We're even. State liner is looking for a base runner here in the fifth as the sun begins to set here from Bristol. 1-1 off the plate, 2-1. Just a beautiful night for baseball here in Bristol, Virginia tonight. Currently sitting at 67 degrees. The 2-1. Oblas just got under it. Skies one into right field. This is Queck. The glove up in the air and puts it away for the second out. So two up, two down in the fifth, and here's Aries Gardner. Gardner 1-for-2. Picked up an RBI back in that big third inning. Stroked one into center field. And Horn misses with the first pitch to Gardner off the plate. So Gardner hit a ball hard to center field. It was a single, and an error by the center fielder allowed him to advance to second. So officially, he's given a single as the 1-0 misses, and it's 2-0. Aiden Heberle awaits on deck. State liner's looking for some two-out production here. The 2-0. Gardner fouls one down the left field line into the stands and off the hands of one fan, and it rolls down a few rows. Somebody's taking that one home with them. So two balls and a strike to count. Trevor Horn brings it. Gardner fists one to first. And it's Johnston who tells Horn he's got it. Steps on the base, and that will do it here in inning number five. So a nice, clean inning for Horn. It's a 1-2-3 inning here in the fifth. You'd expect that might do it for Trevor Horn. Kingsport leads it 3-2 as we head to the sixth. Stay with us for the remainder of this one. You're listening to the State Liners Baseball Network.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a State Liner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network. All right, welcome back. We've played five innings and we're separated by only one run. Kingsport out in front, 3-2. Now, we have gotten quite used to this pattern for Kingsport. They did it a little bit last night, and here they are doing it again tonight. One run in the first, none in the second. One run in the third, No runs in the fourth. One run in the fifth. They're just going to score every other inning. Odd innings only, right? So pattern would say no more runs for the Axemen here in the sixth. Maybe they decide to buck the trend here. So it's 4-5-6 for Kingsport. Ortiz, Johnston, McGahan against Aubrey Smith. First pitch to Ortiz. He'll take it for a strike. Ortiz, couple grounders in the ball game. A double play, RBI in the first to ground out to short. And then another ground out to short in the fourth. So he's hit two balls over to Rooley tonight for the State Liners. 0-1 on the way. This one crushed to left. Oblas drifting back. A circuitous route out there in left field, but he came away with it for the first out. Nice contact there by Ortiz. But that'll be the first out here in the sixth. So here's Jet Johnston. Johnston 0 for 2. His batting average sits at 200 thus far on the year. Did reach base on an error in the fourth. First pitch to him. Swing and fouled towards the State Liner dugout. So 3-2 our score here in the top of the sixth inning. Here's a pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Shay McGahan on deck, the catcher for the Axemen. He will hit next. Aubrey Smith settling in on the same situation, 2-0. And another miss, 3-0. And Smith just got into town alongside with Boynton. So two new fresh arms for Bristol, and they're riding them here tonight, 3-0. Here's a good strike right down the heart of the plate. And it's 3-1. Good tight ball game here in the Appy League. Top of the sixth. Smith brings it. And there's ball four. So McGahan tosses the bat aside, heads down to first, and there's two on with one out for Carson Queck. You're probably thinking you've heard this a lot, and you'd be right, and that is that Queck has been one of the double play victims in the ball game. He lined one to first base, a grounder to Gardner, who stepped on the bag and then threw it down to second to get McGahan. That was back in the second inning. Queck went down on strikes his last time. And Coach Power out to have a chat with Smith. Again, with Smith just getting in town, this probably not the first conversation between him and the pitching coach, Ted Power, but I'd say they're still probably introducing themselves quite a bit. Power gives Smith a pat on the back and heads back to the dugout. And again, cannot underestimate how beautiful of a night we've got here in Bristol with the sun setting down the left field line. A beautiful sky, blue and orange and pink all over here tonight as the sun is setting for the Appy League game number four for the State Liners. So two on, one out, first pitch from Smith. Ball one, just missed low. Queck is 0 for 2 tonight, looking for his first hit of the year. 1-0. And again, misses. This is 2-0 now. Don't see any action yet in the State Liner bullpen, although I see a bullpen catcher heading down the left field line. And we've got time called and a new baseball asked for. So they'll say it looks like maybe a warning on Smith licking his fingers in the circle. Perhaps the home plate umpire looked up at us and almost as if to say that was a warning, and then almost kind of licked his lips and asked him to switch baseball. So I would guess that would be the call there. Smith brings it. Trying to catch the corner, but just struggling with the control right now is Smith, and it's 3-0. Some action loosening down in the state liner bullpen here. As Smith takes a peek at second, looking for a strike and still can't get one as he misses inside. So another walk here as Queck will make the trek down to first. And Bristol was, I know they had a mound visit there to Smith, but they're just now getting an arm loose down the line. And it looks like it's Anthony Gonzalez who's getting loose for Bristol. Of course, if Bristol wants to go back out and have another mound visit, they would have to pull Smith. So he'll at least get, I would imagine, one or two more hitters here. He might be able to get another ground ball and get out of the inning with a double play. First pitch. There's a strike from Smith. Good start to Andrew Citron, who has two ground outs today. So he's put it on the ground twice. Maybe Smith can induce the fourth double play of the game. Oh, one pitch. Here's a ground ball. Smith needs to go home with it. Oh, it's thrown wide of Strong. Bounces off the backstop, and everybody's safe. So Smith got to the ground ball in time, but just fired one too strong for Strong. So now Kingsport leads it 4-2. That's going to be an error on the pitcher. Thankfully, only one base for each runner. As Johnston came home to score, McGahan over to third, Queck up to second, and Citron stands at first, and now Fernandez the hitter, the number nine hitter. Fernandez has reached base safely in both of his at-bats today, singled and scored in the third, and walked and scored in inning number five, so that Bristol has not been able to get him out yet. And that's going to be ball one to Fernandez. So don't want to get too far behind here. So officially Citron reaches on a fielder's choice, but then the error allows the others to score. 1-0. This one lifted to center. That should be deep enough to score the run. As it's caught by Cardinale, he'll go to third. Good arm out there from third, but they will let McGahan come home and tag and score. So a sac fly RBI for Fernandez. He is out number two, but that's the second run of the inning as McGahan comes in to score. Nice arm again from center field to keep Queck at second, and it's 5-2 Kingsport. Top of the order here for Kingsport as they look to add a few more here with two outs and two on. Smith gets a first pitch strike as Swift was out in front of it. Swift thus far, 1-2. 0-1 skips away from Strong, but he gets to it quickly to keep the runners at bay. Not quite the three true outcomes tonight for Swift, but he does have a hit, a strikeout, and a walk. So he's done it many different ways, hitting .444 on the year. Young Appy League season. Running lead at second, Smith. Now they've got the runner picked off. It's Queck. They'll throw to third. Oh, no, it's dropped at third base. And another error for Bristol. Queck had a walking lead like he was going to take third. Smith fired one to second, and it looked like a for sure out. But just too late communication there, and I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to chase the runner to the next bag and wait to throw it. You want to get rid of that thing early. You want to chase him back to the bag he came from, and now he gets third base. If you make that mistake at second, he might be still standing at second. So four errors for Bristol, four errors for Kingsport as these teams still working on the fundamentals and playing together. 1-1 hit to right, and Heberle squeezes it for out number three. So that error does not cost Bristol any issues, but Kingsport does get two runs in the top of the sixth. They lead it 5-2, and Bristol's got some work to do. Bottom of the sixth coming up next. You're listening to the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What kind of family she wanted? She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. Welcome back. Bottom of the sixth inning. It's 5-2 Kingsport. They've picked up two runs in the top of the sixth to widen their lead a bit. And we've got a new pitcher on the mound for Kingsport, and it is Cade Nelson, a right-handed pitcher, a sophomore. It's his second year in the Appy League, but he was not with Kingsport. He was with Greenville last year. So Nelson, a sophomore, Gateway Community College, listed at 6'2", 230. So we saw last night that one of the primary ways that the game can change on a dime is when a new pitcher comes in. We kind of saw that with Bristol when they switched from Boynton to Smith. Well, now Trevor Horn, the starter, is out of there, and it's Cade Nelson. So a new arm for Bristol to tackle here offensively. And looking at the final line here for Horn, he goes 5 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, neither of them earned. So a scoreless day earned for the ERA for Trevor Horn in his debut. 1 walk, 1 strikeout. So now it'll be Cade Nelson's turn against the 6-7-8 hitters, Heberle, Kinneberg, and Freeney scheduled to hit. Couple more messages here. Tennille Carruthers from Charlotte. She says, go Aries Gardner, my favorite baseball player. How about that? And also Dalton Bargo's Mimi or Grandma listening from the Omaha area. Hey, you're about to be the baseball center of the world here coming up next week for college baseball. Live in Papillion. Did I say that right? Papillion, Nebraska. I probably don't have to tell you this, but I bet you're hoping that your boy Dalton Bargo ends up getting to play in Omaha one day right down the street from you. How special would that be? All right, bottom of the sixth. First pitch misses upstairs to Aiden Heberle. Bristol needs a little bit of a rally here. They trail by three. They're right there in the ballgame, but they don't need to let the Axemen get too far ahead. Heberle breaks his bat and punches one to right field, and it squirts through. I think that's what you call a seeing-eye single. There's a throwback for you. As Heberle hit that one softly, the exit velocity is not going to be very pretty on that single, but in the box score, it's a single for Aiden Heberle. And there's a good start to inning number six. Here's Joe Kinneberg. He is yet to have a base hit tonight. And maybe he's due. Kinneberg walked in the third, walked in the second, flew out in the third. Nelson's first pitch, Kinneberg. into right center field. Queck over quickly. And that'll be the first out in the sixth. I'll tell you what, with one out here in the sixth, Queck has got one of those great last names for baseball. I think I've used Queck quickly, Queck on a trek. Really trying to find like a duck joke for Queck. Maybe it'll come later in the later innings. We'll see what happens. Nothing coming to mind right now. All right, one out here in the sixth, Tariq Freeney. He's got a single and a double. Logic would say a triple's coming next. First pitch misses inside, ball one. Been really impressed with Freeney tonight. He's got a homer on the year as well. 375 average. And he lifts one out of play down the right field line. It's 1-1. So we've got one runner on. It's Heberle at first. One out after the fly out by Kinneberg. One one on the way. Freeney, oh, takes a strike. He wanted that one back, I think, immediately turned after the pitch came in and almost as if to say, should have gone after that one. One ball and two strikes. Here's a pitch. Freeney down the right field line, but foul. So Freeney fighting tough here in a 1-2 count. As now Heberle jogs back to first base. Easton Rooley awaiting on deck. And not before a check on the runner at first, Heberle. Perhaps Kingsport thinking some hit-and-run action. Back in safely, and here we go again. Freeney steps back into box. And the 1-2 from Nelson is on the way. Freeney pokes one to third, bouncing ball. They'll try for second. Oh, did he come off the base? They'll say no. They'll say that Swift held the bag at second, so despite the head-first slide by Heberle, he is called out at second base on a 5-4 put out. Freeney reaches on the fielder's choice. And now there's two outs, and Easton Rooley will hit out of the nine spot. Rooley 0-for-2 tonight. Rooley off the end of the bat towards first, a number. And Johnston fields and steps on the bag to end inning number six. So Bristol gets a leadoff single from Heberle. But much like they've done a couple times here in this series with Kingsport, they get the leadoff man on but cannot cash in. So 5-2 our score. We've played two-thirds of the ball game. We're headed to the seventh. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the seventh inning on the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
So Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where southern charm and state-of-the-art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music. Discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network. Top of seven, Kingsport leading Bristol 5-2. And we've had a tight ball game. It was tied all the way up to the fifth inning. Kingsport took a 3-2 lead in the top of five and then added two more in the sixth to make it 5-2. And Bristol in need of a shutdown inning here. So it will be the 2-3-4 hitters scheduled for Kingsport: Mancini, Shaw, and Ortiz. Aubrey Smith back out there for Bristol. First pitch misses high, ball one. And we saw Bristol send Gonzalez to the bullpen to get loose last inning, but Smith back out there for another inning of work. 1-0 fouled by Mancini out of play. Anytime a ball gets out of play, there are several young fans looking to run it down for that all-exclusive souvenir. 1-1. And it's inside, two balls and one strike. Two balls, one strike. Smith comes set. And deliberately bringing it to Mancini. And he chases one low. It's 2-2. Mancini 1-for-2 tonight with an RBI and a walk. His average up at 500 on the year. The 2-2 off the plate outside, and it's three balls and two strikes. Three-two pitch coming shortly from Smith. Ground ball back to Smith. A chance to redeem himself here on the throw to first, and he will. So a 1-3 put out as Mancini hits one right back at Smith. Remember, he had made the throwing error last time. And now one out in the seventh. So there was some questions here on one of our text threads about the MLB history a little bit of the Appy League. Now, this is the third year of this new version of the Appy League as Corbin Shaw steps in against Smith. Trying to weave this story in here as the first pitch called a strike. So the Appy League used to be an affiliate of Major League Baseball in the terms that they were professional baseball players. It was called rookie ball. The Twins, White Sox, Braves, Blue Jays, Rays, Yankees all had teams up in this area. It was called the Appalachian League. 0-1 to Shaw, misses down low. So plenty of MLB players have come through Bristol at one time. Now, the Stateliners have only been the Stateliners for 3 years. COVID was sort of that break in the Appalachian League. Pre-COVID, it was a part of minor league baseball. Post-COVID, this new Summer Wood Bat League, as Shaw swings and misses, it's 1-2. But for the Stateliners specifically, they used to be the Bristol White Sox, the Bristol Pirates, the Bristol Tigers. You've heard of names like Alan Trammell, Lou Whitaker, Gio Gonzalez, currently Mitch Keller for the Pittsburgh Pirates was a member of this Bristol team as the 1-2 misses low. So a lot of history. Carlos Lee, the slugger for the White Sox back in the day. So the league's got a lot of history there in terms of former players. Kingsport even has a richer history as they used to be the Kingsport Mets, and pretty much any Mets player you can name played in Kingsport. 2-2, line to third, and Kinneberg has trouble with it. It bounces into left field. I would assume that might be a hit. As Shaw rounds first, he'll go to second, and he's got a... I guess we'll call it a double. Yep, they will give that a base hit as Shaw ends up at second base. It'd been a tough play for Kinneberg to make on the backhand. So Shaw at second, and now it's Daniel Ortiz. And Ortiz is 0-for-3 today. Second double of the year for Shaw. So back to the Appalachian League. A couple names that have played for Kingsport over the years. How about Dale Murphy? How about Daryl Strawberry, Dwight Gooden, Jose Reyes, David Wright, Daniel Murphy, Jacob DeGrom, Brandon Nimmo? Yeah, you get the picture. So Kingsport, the Mets, they had a long history of developing their rookie ball players and getting them up to the big leagues. Now, with that said, since the league is young, it's only 3 years old in this new college system, we haven't, as far as I'm concerned, we haven't had a player get to the majors yet that has been in the Appy League. As the first pitch to Ortiz misses low. But there have been some players drafted that have played in the Appy League, and they are currently working up their system in the minors. So that is the most up-to-date info we have for you. But it'll happen. 1-0. Here's another chance for Kinneberg. He falls down. The throw is low, but Gardner scoops it up at first. So Kinneberg down to a knee to stop it. And he'll throw out Ortiz at first base. A big play there by Kinneberg on the hot shot to third. Also say hello to Aiden Heberle's family, Eric and Tanya. We heard from you guys last night. We thank you for tuning in. And how about a shout out for the sisters too, Addison and Molly. Hello in St. Genevieve, Missouri. So two outs in the inning. Here's Jet Johnston. And the pitch from Smith misses the zone. It's 1-0. Y'all are really setting me up with some of these names, man. Addison and Molly, those are pretty easy to pronounce. But anyways, hopefully I'm doing good on the pronunciation as the 1-0 misses up and in. Two balls and no strikes to Jet Johnston, who is currently 1-for-3 today with a run. Thank you, Sean and Leanne, for the question on the history of the Appy League. 2-0. This one hit hard to right. Heberle, a diving catch in right field. What a play by the aforementioned Aiden Heberle out there in right field, a web gem, and that'll make Eric, Tanya, Addison, and Molly very happy on the play by Heberle. It's the seventh inning stretch, and last night I made my color guy sing with me for Take Me Out to the Ball Game, so I guess I've sort of set a precedent here. Everybody stand up, sing along with us. It's Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. Or it's root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. Or it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
All right, short break coming up, bottom of the seventh, coming up on the State Liners Baseball Network.
They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network. All right, back quickly here. Took the long break there for the seventh inning stretch. First pitch and misses to Joe Cardinale, who's hitting in the leadoff spot. Ball one. Make it ball two. So 1-2-3 scheduled to hit here in the seventh, and Bristol's got a few frames left to make something happen against Cade Nelson, who now has fallen behind Cardinale 3-0. Cardinale is one of those Utah connections for Bristol. And the 3-0 call to strike. Again, some of the history here for Bill Kenneberg, the manager of the State Liners, was with Utah for multiple years, double digits. As 3-1 from Cardinale fouled off behind us, we're full. He told me Monday on the season preview show we did on our Facebook page. In fact, if you haven't heard that season preview show, go back and take a listen to it. It's on Bristol State Liners Facebook page online. But he told me, he told the guys, I'll take all the Utah players. As Cardinale swings and misses for the first out of the seventh. So nicely done by Nelson, who had fallen behind 3-0, to come back and get Cardinale for the first out of the seventh. So here's Derek Cease. 1-for-3 on his afternoon. Singled in the first inning, but a couple ground outs since then. First pitch off the plate, 1-0. Bristol had two games on the road against Princeton. They won handily. Lost last night to Kingsport as the 1-0 misses again. Looking for their first win at home this season. Again, the young season for the State Liners. Only game number four. The 2-0 misses, and it's 3-0. Here's a 3-0. And not able to battle back from 3-0 this time as Cease will take his base. He reaches for the second time today. And the speedy Cease gets on in front of the middle of this State Liner order. So perhaps an opportunity for the State Liners to make something happen here with Nick Strong. Strong is 1-for-3 with a run scored. We know he's got some pop. He hit a homer at Princeton in the first game of the year for Bristol. The pitch from Nelson, Strong. Oh, looked like he was trying to put one over the fence there as he just missed 0-1. Strong, Oblas, and Gardner, the next three hitters. So this is the powerful part of this Bristol lineup. 0-1 from Nelson. Strong fouls it at home plate, and he's behind 0-2. A couple different strategies. Caden Nelson went 3-0 on the first two hitters. Now he's ahead 0-2 on Strong. So Caden Nelson ready to bring the 0-2 pitch with Cease at first. This one off the plate outside. McGahan bluffs a throw to first, but Cease scampers back, 1-2. State Liners need a little action here in the seventh. 1-2, breaking ball, good-looking pitch from Nelson, but Strong lays off. Strong does his college ball at Illinois State University. And here's one hit into center field. It's going to be blooped for a hit. Cease touches second. He's on his way to third. He'll be there easily. And now runners on the corners after the base hit by Strong. And maybe this is the chance here for the State Liners. They trail by three, and they bring the potential tying run to the plate in Oblas. Oblas is 0-for-3 today, does have a run scored. He was on base with all those errors that happened back in the third inning. If you weren't with us, Kingsport had four errors in one inning, and Bristol scored their only two runs of the day back in that inning. So here we go. Runners on the corners, a chance for Oblas. The pitch from Nelson. Ball one, misses low. Nobody warming for Kingsport at this moment, as this is only the second inning of work for Nelson. Oblas fouls the 1-0 off onto the hill behind us. If you haven't been to Boyce Cox Field, which I'm guessing many of you have not, we've got some stands down here on the right side. We've got some good chair back seating here at home plate. But over to the left, my left, we've got what we call the hill as the 1-1 misses low. Let's see if they appeal the swing. They will. Wow, they'll say Oblas went around. So ball and two strikes. That's Courtney Clements who made the strike call. So big pitch coming to Oblas from Nelson. Grounded to third, and it just foul. Ortiz gave a chase, but it just was just left of the third base bag. So Oblas will get another try at it. Oblas has got a lot of power in that bat. If he connects, we could have a tie ball game. The 1-2, Nelson from the stretch. Here it comes. Oblas just got a piece of it to stay alive as he fouls it straight back. So ball two strikes on Oblas again. Gardner coming up next. Now talk about power. Both of these hitters for the Stateliners have the ability to leave the yard. Of course, there could also be a double play that ends the inning. 1-2. Ooh, good fastball from Nelson as it missed up high. Oblas able to lay off. Two balls and two strikes. Feels like this could be the moment, guys. It's a big inning here, potentially, for Bristol. 2-2. Ball three as it's up and out of the zone, and I think this is a pretty important pitch here. 3-2. A walk would load the bases. A strikeout would get Nelson within an out of being out of this inning. Here we go. The payoff from Nelson on the way. Oblas swings and misses at a pitch up in the zone, and that's a huge out for Cade Nelson with runners on the corners. Two strikeouts on the day for Nelson. They've both been in this inning. And here's Gardner, the lefty. And that is a pink bat, I believe, that Gardner is swinging right now. At least it looks pink from here. First pitch to him. Called a low strike. So Nelson gets ahead of Gardner. Garner, 1-for-3, one RBI today, the 0-1. Gardner chases one up high. It's 0-2. And we told you last night that Gardner has had kind of two different types of years with Grambling State over the past couple years. In 2022, hit 306 with 25 runs, 30 hits, only 128 average this year. Looking to get back on track. 0-2, nearly got past the catcher McGahan, a nice stop to keep the runner Cease at third. So two strikes and two outs. Gardner up in a big spot here, hitting .455 on the season thus far. Can he add to it here? The pitch. Gardner stays alive, got a lot of contact there and fouled it out of play. So we were telling you about that hill off to our left. I guess if you're watching from center field, it's to your right. But people often bring their foldable chairs, sit them out on the hill. There's different little areas of kind of where it levels off. And that is all foul ball territory right there. Kids running all over the place trying to get the latest foul ball. 1-2 to Gardner. Oh, what a take. That ball was down and in to Gardner, and it's 2-2. We do see someone loosening for Kingsport down the line. Looks like Brett Johnson, the righty sophomore from UNC Asheville, getting loose. May see him next inning. 2-2 to Gardner. Inside. And it's three balls and two strikes. So we said earlier, big pitch. Well, even bigger one coming. 3-2. The runner at first, strong, can be off with the pitch. Pitch to Gardner. Strike three called. Oh, my. That will really change the game. Circle that at bat right there, folks, as Gardner goes down on strikes. Cade Nelson allows two runners to reach, but does strike out three batters in the inning. So big spot there, and Bristol still trails 5-2. And they're running out of time here, folks. Come back with us for the eighth coming up here in just a moment. We thank you for listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
At the birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future, where generations teach each other, where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune, where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together, where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. All right, folks, welcome back. 5-2, top of the eighth, new arm on the mound for Bristol, and it's Anthony Gonzalez. So I'll get some notes here for you on Mr. Gonzalez, wearing jersey number 54. He is a right-handed pitcher from Lehigh University, listed at 6'2", 240. Only 1 2/3 innings this year for Lehigh. It was against Villanova. He had strikeout, one run, and one hit. It was just his first season with the program, so an opportunity for Gonzalez to go ahead and get some more work here this summer before he heads back to Lehigh next year. So not much to work on from his college statistics, but getting an opportunity here in this ball game. Looking to see here if Gonzalez has pitched this year, and he has. Looks like he did pitch one game earlier this season, an inning and 2/3. Gave up one hit, no runs. So looking to capitalize off of that. Had a couple texts come in. We're going to get to you here in just a moment. As we're ready for the eighth, and it's Shea McGahan. Good fastball from Gonzalez. You heard the pop of the mitt, but it missed inside 1-0. McGahan is 0-for-2 today. 1-0 fastball from Gonzalez, catches the zone. Quickly, somebody had asked about the seating here at the stadium, seating capacity. And it's 2,000 is listed as a seating capacity as the 1-1 misses inside. One of the smaller ballparks in the Appalachian League, and one of the oldest ballparks in the Appalachian League as well. Two balls and one strike. The pitch up high, ball three. Now, there have been reports that there will be a new stadium for the Stateliners next year. That is not official yet, but there are talks. 3-1 from Gonzalez inside, and a five-pitch walk as McGahan will head down to first. That's his second consecutive time that McGahan has walked. So here's Carson Queck. Queck is 0-for-2. Still looking for his first hit of the year. I think he's just recently joined the roster. And we were wondering earlier about Gardner, about him having the drop-off in production from year one to year two at Grambling State. Got a message that he was dealing with an injury throughout most of the season. So That will do it, won't it? 1-0 to Queck. As a new pitcher, Anthony Gonzalez looking for his first out. Queck fouls it out of play. Good contact over our right shoulder, and it's 1-1. It's pretty amazing in this game of baseball. These guys continue to go out and play, even when they're dealing with stuff. And when their production is up and down, you start to wonder if that could be the cause. This is a 1-1. Queck, that one closer to us. I was ready to jump out there and get that one, Clay. Get ready. Reach out there and grab it. Clay is the play-by-play announcer for Kingsport. He's over here beside me. We've only got a wall, a very thin wall separating us. 1-2. Hit hard towards left field, and it's through the infield. And that's a base hit for Queck. First one of the year. You might say he's as happy as a duck. So Queck on first, McGahan on second, and it's Andrew Citrin. So two on, no outs, as Kingsport looks to add to their lead here in the eighth. First pitch, ground ball to third. Could this be three? Kinneberg, three. Oh, he goes to first. Low throw. Gardner caught it. A collision at first, as Citrin is not going to win that collision with Gardner over there at the back. Thought for a moment that Kinneberg might go from third to second to first. We were hoping to see it, but he decides to go third to first and gets a double play. So, hey, there's another double play for the State Liners. They get two outs. That gets McGahan at third. Citrin out at first on the double play. And Queck up to second. So it's Fernandez, the number nine hitter for Kingsport. How big was that double play? You were starting to worry about Kingsport piling on, and now you're thinking maybe a scoreless inning. And, well, first pitch to Fernandez off the old helmet. He seems to be okay. It looked like a breaking ball from Gonzalez. So he'll head down to first base. And because of the sack fly that Fernandez had in the sixth, his batting average is perfect on the day. So visit to the mound for Ted Power. I guess anytime you hit a guy in the helmet, might be a good idea to go out. Of course, certainly that one just probably slipped out of the hand of Gonzalez, but you never know. I mean, this baseball is such a mental game. Just a conversation after one gets away from you can kind of settle you down, give you a chance to reset before you have to throw a pitch. And, you know, luckily in this league, there is no pitch clock. Of course, those that follow Major League Baseball are very familiar with that this year. But imagine hitting someone in the head with a pitch, and then you've got 20 seconds to get back up there and throw the next guy. So a chance to take a breather here for Gonzalez, and he's still got a chance to get out of this with no runs. Queck is at second, Fernandez at first, and it's the top of the order. That's another good reason to go out and visit, perhaps, is the leadoff man, Cole Swift, is back up. He's 1-for-3 today. Gonzalez. He's going to get out of it, I think. High fly ball. Shortstop Ruley chasing. He will make the play. So several events happening there in the eighth. A walk. We had a double play. We had a hit by pitch. But ultimately, Gonzalez throws a scoreless eighth. So the State Liners have two more chances to try to cut into this Kingsport lead. Folks, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the State Liners Baseball Network.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. All right, folks, welcome back. Bottom of the eighth. Stateliners running out of time here a little bit as they trail it 5-2. They've got two more half innings to try to break through here against Cade Nelson, who's back out for his third inning of work here in the eighth. It's Heberle, Kinneberg, and Freeney, so not a bad place to be in the order as some pop here for the Stateliner lineup. First pitch on the way to Heberle. Strike one. We saw Nelson struggle a bit with control last inning as there was a walk. He fell behind 3-0 a couple batters as the 0-1 breaking ball in there for a strike, but he seems to have it here as he ended up striking out three batters in the seventh, looking to add on to his list here in the eighth inning. The 0-2 to Heberle. Heberle punches one to right. Drifting back is Queck, and he puts it away for the first out of the eighth. Heberle hit that one on the nose, but Queck drifted back and made it look easy in right field. So one out, and here's Joe Kinneberg. Thank you to Johnny Shaw for sending us a message. Father of Corbin Shaw, who's in the lineup for the Axemen. Enjoying the game down in Conyers, Georgia. First pitch to Kinneberg, misses up and in. Not sure if you heard our banter last night, Mr. Shaw, but very familiar with those cities around Atlanta as the 1-0 called a strike on Kinneberg. I've visited Atlanta many times. Big Braves fan. Got to go to a World Series game back in 2021. 1-1. Swing and a miss on a good breaking ball from Nelson. It's 1-2 to Kinneberg. Very familiar with the cities around the Atlanta area. One ball, two strikes to Kinneberg on the way. Breaking ball again, and he rung him up. Nelson just keeps going to that breaking ball, and it's working as he now has four strikeouts in the last couple innings here. The last five outs made by Cade Nelson on the mound, four of them have been strikeouts, and then, of course, the hard hit ball by Heberle a moment ago. So here's Tariq Freeney with two outs. And first pitch breaking ball off the end of the bat towards left. It'll be the shortstop, Mancini. And a quick eighth inning, no problem for Cade Nelson. And we'll head to the ninth with the Axemen out in front. They lead it 5-2. Folks, stay with us to see if the Stateliners can make a game of it here, or if the Axemen are going to pick up win number three on this young Appy League season. You're listening to the Stateliners Baseball Network.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. Welcome back to the ninth inning. Kingsport leads Bristol 5-2. Yeah, the Stateliners running out of time here tonight. Kingsport will look to add on here in the top of the ninth, as it will be 2-3-4. Mancini, Shaw, Ortiz scheduled to hit. And it will be Gonzalez who's back out there. You got to think that with the Stateline, with both teams, they've played, four games in 4 days. They've got two more coming up before an off day Monday, so the pitching staffs are being stretched for sure. First pitch from Gonzalez. Good fastball to Mancini, and it's 0-1. Mancini 1-for-3. He's got an RBI on the day. Average currently sitting at 462. No balls, one strike. The pitch, swing and a miss. Gonzalez looking good here against Mancini. Five runs, seven hits, four errors for Kingsport, but two runs, eight hits, and four errors for Bristol. So it's been an even match on the errors today. 0-2 pitch off the plate. Gonzalez tried to get Mancini to go out of the zone. He laid off. Much quicker game tonight than last night. We're hitting, 9:23 in the ninth inning? 1-2. And just off the plate, we're even. I guess last night we didn't leave till about 10:30 or so, or maybe later. So we're about an hour ahead of the pace. Of course, last night's game ended 13-7. Not quite as many runs tonight thus far. 2-2 from Gonzalez. Swing and a miss by Mancini. Good breaking ball as he chased it down and in. Strong nearly threw it over the head of Kinneberg at third on the throw around, but he saved it. So one out in the ninth, a good start for Bristol. Here's Corbin Shaw. As we said, Corbin's dad, Johnny, tuning in from Conyers. Got some eyeballs from Georgia watching this at bat for Shaw. First pitch from Gonzalez. There's that breaking ball in for a strike. Shaw 2-for-3 tonight. A single and a double. He's picked up an RBI as well. Big bat in the middle of this Axemen order. The 0-1. Strike two. Gonzalez looking great on the mound this half inning. Gonzalez comes set. And he's ready to go. The 0-2. Another great breaking ball. A swing and a miss by Shaw. Two strikeouts here in the ninth. So Gonzalez doing his best to keep Bristol in it. And here comes Daniel Ortiz. Ortiz 0-for-4 today. Rare for him. He hit into a double play. Grounded out two other times and then had a fly ball. He's nearly figured out a way to, he's figured out almost every way to not get on base. So we'll see if he can reach here in the ninth with two outs. First pitch from Gonzalez. Ball crushed to center, but it's Cardinale who will put it away on the first pitch thrown to Ortiz, and a clean ninth for Gonzalez. A nice inning and nice night for him, as he will head to the dugout with the Stateliners needing at least three to keep this one going. Stay with us for the ending, folks. Thanks for watching the Stateliners Baseball Network. We'll be back right after this.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of 5 Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Hi everyone, Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. Well, here we go. Bottom of the ninth, Kingsport leads Bristol 5-2. And it all comes down to this 9-1-2 scheduled to hit for Bristol. And Cade Nelson, who's had an excellent outing, will stay out there for the ninth. Nelson thus far on the evening, 3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 4 strikeouts, and 1 walk for Nelson. And they'll leave the ball in his hands. And if he's able to put this one away, that would do wonders for Kingsport's pitching staff coming up over the next couple of days. So here we go. It's Easton Rooley. First pitch of the inning, up high, ball one. On the day, Rooley 0-for-3. He does not have a hit yet in the Appy League this season. And there's a strike. It's 1-1. One pitch, and that one misses low to Rooley. Sort of an odd start to the year for Bristol. They started the year with 2 road games on Tuesday and Wednesday, 2 home games yesterday and tonight. They won't play another home game until next Saturday on the road up until then. Rooley crushes one high in the sky, but foul. It'll get out of play. Just a quick look ahead for Bristol. Tomorrow night, they'll be at Elizabethan at 7 o'clock, and then on Sunday at Elizabethan at 5. Now, one thing to note is that Sunday games are only 7 innings. So if you're new to the Appy League, that'll be a change for you. And I like that they do that because with the off day, primarily on Mondays, another chance to rest those arms. Rooley lays off the 2-2, and we're full. So it's 2 games at Elizabethan for the Stateliners tomorrow and Sunday, a day off Monday. It'll let the arms heal up, and then at Burlington on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, at Danville Thursday and Friday. 3-2, Rooley in on him. He crushed that ball foul, so we'll do it again. So again, the next home game we'll have for you on the Stateliners Network is next Saturday night against the Burlington Sock Puppets, probably one of the best mascot names in all of baseball. 3-2, Rooley again crushes one foul. He's seeing it well. He's just out in front of it. And you'd say Nelson's probably going in on the hands of Rooley, and he's staying alive. So good at bat here in the ninth. If he were able to reach, it would be the top of the order coming up next. 3-2. Rooley, another foul ball. Cardinale in the on-deck circle grabbed that one on a hop with a bare hand. Showed it to the umpire. Here's the 3-2 pitch again. Rooley hits one sharply, and it's into left field. How about that at bat from Easton Rooley? And that is his first base hit in the Appy League this season. So here we go.
Back to the top of the batting order for the State Lakers. Center fielder, number 28, Joe Cardinale.
So here's Cardinale after Rooley gets us started with a single here in the ninth. The tying run is currently in the on-deck circle, so Bristol needs another base runner here to make things even more interesting. Cardinale, the hitter. He's 0-for-2 tonight. First pitch strike from Nelson. Cardinale did not start the game. He came in off the bench for Jordan Austin, who was removed after 2 at-bats. Here's the 0-1. off the plate, ball one. McGahan fakes a throw down to first to keep Ruley close. So it's Cardinale, Cease on deck, Nick Strong, the number three hitter in the hole. So this is the part of that order, if Bristol's going to do it, a good spot to be in. 1-1, Cardinale fouled right back. Straight back at us. Good thing about the netting here again. As now it's 1-2. We'll see if Cardinale is able to have as good of an at-bat as Ruley. He fouled off, what, four two-strike pitches before delivering one to left? 1-2. Cardinale. Oh, did he go around? I think he did. And he did. Nelson broke one on him and kind of fooled him there, and he couldn't hold up. So there's a big strikeout. Make it 1, 2, 3, 4, five strikeouts for K. Nelson. And there's one out in the ninth. Here's Cease. Cease, the wizard defensively. And a visit on the mound here for Kingsport. Going back to our messages, I think Mr. Cease sent me a Instagram video. I was not able to watch it yet. I'm seeing it now here. Cease playing second base for Penn State. Making a nice play. Okay, this is a video, I'm watching it now, from Penn State Baseball of some of his work at second base. And I was exactly right last night, man. He makes a lot of nice plays defensively for the Nittany Lions up there. So there you go. That's about right. Jim, thanks for sending me the video. Really appreciate it. We've seen Derek make quite a few plays here already. I've only seen him play two games here at home, and I can already almost get a full hand of plays I can count that I've been impressed with. First pitch to Cease. Down. Ooh, thought it was low, but it's called strike one. Cease 1-for-3 on the day. 455 batting average thus far, and that'll go up as he singles to right field. Two runners on for Bristol, and here comes the tying run to the plate. It's Nick Strong. And Cade Nelson's going to come out of the ballgame. It looks like the manager, Mike Gwynn, after the mound visit momentarily, is going to go to his bullpen. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll get the new pitcher for you here shortly, and we'll have the ending, the tying run at the plate, when we return on the State Liners Baseball Network. Stay with us.
Located in the Highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. Well, just what we asked for, a little bit of drama here in the ninth as Kingsport leads Bristol 5-2. And the tying run will come to the batter's box here momentarily, but first a pitching change for the Axemen. They turn it over to Brett Johnson. Now, Johnson, this is his second year in the Appy League. Last year, we mentioned this name earlier, he got to play for the Burlington Sock Puppets. He was their closer last year, so here he is in the ninth for the Axemen, and you see why. Five saves and six opportunities. Had 17 appearances last year for the Sock Puppets, 2-0 record. 7.77 ERA and 24 and a third innings pitched. Had 11 strikeouts, so not a big strikeout guy. Johnson is a junior. He is playing baseball for UNC Asheville, just across the mountain here. Asheville, North Carolina, about an hour and a half or so from Bristol. So short drive for us here over to Asheville, which is a beautiful town in its own right. If you've never, just in general, folks, if you've never been to the Appalachian Mountains area, you're missing out. You got to come check out the beauty of Northeast Tennessee, Southwest Virginia, even down into Georgia as well. Just some beautiful country here. All right, we'll talk about the lay of the land a little bit later. We got a ball game to settle. Here is Brett Johnson facing Nick Strong, who represents the tying run for Bristol. First pitch, big swing, but a foul ball as Strong fouled it back. So Rooley's the runner at second. Cease the runner at first. One out in the inning. Obviously a ground ball could end it here with Strong, the hitter, the catcher. Probably not the fleetest of foot on the team, the backstop. So that's the great thing about baseball, huh? A ground ball in the wrong place could mean the game's over. Ground ball in the right place could mean you're within two runs or so. Oh, and Strong is hit with the pitch. That's one way to get the tying run on base. As Strong hit by the second pitch he sees, and now they're loaded. And the potential winning run enters the batter's box in Trey Oblas. And we're gonna get a pinch runner here. Yes, great decision here by the manager Kenneberg. He's got backup catchers. So he's going to roll with Jake Cooper. So Freeney was announced, but it's Tariq Cooper. Jake Cooper. They've got me confused now. So Jake Cooper is the runner at first. So if the state liners tie it and we go to the extra innings rule, which would be kind of fun, by the way, Strong will be out of the ballgame. Here's a pitch to Oblas, strike one. So Oblas today is 0 for 4. He's due for a hit. He's got some big pop. A home run would win it. 0-1. Oh, shattered bat into shallow center field. It's down for a hit. One run will score. Here comes Cease. They'll hold him up at the last minute. So the throw came into third. Had Cease kept running, he would have scored. But it's 5-3 after the shattered bat single by Oblas. It's an RBI. And now the winning run at first base. And here comes another pinch runner. As it will be, oh, well, thought it was, I saw a runner running to first to potentially replace Oblas, but it was just Joe Kenneberg, Mr. Do-It-All, running out there to get the pieces of the shattered bat. So 5-3 ball game as Rooley scores, Cease to third, Cooper at second, Oblas at first, and the first pitch to Gardner misses the zone. It's 1-0. Gardner is 1-for-4. A base hit could tie the game. 1-0. Gardner chops one to first. It's through the hole. Here comes Cease home. They'll hold up the rest of the runners. And now it's 5-4. Oh, boy. So let's get caught up here. Cease comes in to score. Cooper was held up at third. He took a big turn around the bag. So Oblas at second. Gardner now at first after the single. And another pinch runner, I think. Yes, Blake Wood. Blake Wood will head out to second base. Well, if you are still watching, folks, we have got some drama here for you. 5-4 ball game. They're loaded with one out. And here comes Aiden Heberle. Heberle is 1-for-4 tonight. His batting average sits at 400 on the season. And a well-placed base hit here. Could walk it off. Now a visit to the mound. Wow, they're going to pull Johnson here. Johnson only faced three hitters. He hit Nick Strong and gave up back-to-back singles by Oblas and Gardner. And that's enough for Mike Gwynn to go ahead and make another change. So that means for us, we're going to switch pins here with every new pitcher in our book. And I believe it's Ricky Reith is the new pitcher. Reith from Notre Dame. We saw him play the field last night. And he will try to shut it down. So 5-4 ball game. Bases are loaded. We're going to stay right here. No break in the action. So Ricky Reith is a right-handed pitcher and outfielder from the University of Notre Dame. Made his collegiate debut back in February against UNC Greensboro. Struck out two batters in that appearance. Now, this season for the Axemen, Reith has already been on the mound. In fact, if you visit the Appalachian League Twitter account or Instagram, they actually did a feature on Reith today, actually. I was trying to look this up. They kind of, here, my apologies as I'm typing here. If you go to the Appy League Instagram page or Twitter page, they did a data spotlight on Ricky Reith today for the Kingsport Axemen. On June 6th, he threw 2 2/3 innings, 2 strikeouts, 47 pitches. He uses his slider 42% of the time, averaging about 79 miles an hour. His fastball tops out at 91. Average at 88 miles an hour. So not sure why the Appy League did the spotlight on Ricky Reith, but here he is in the bottom of the ninth trying to preserve the game for the Axemen. Kind of another funny thing is that Blake Wood, the runner at second base who represents the tying run, I'm seeing that he liked the post. So how about it? So Ricky Reith from Notre Dame is tasked with the difficult task here of keeping Bristol off the board. There's one out in the inning. And again, a ground ball in the infield could end the game. Heberle's got some pretty good wheels, though, so he might be tough to double up. But the tying run stands at third. If nothing else, maybe we might get an extra inning situation. We'll see. Here we go. First pitch from Reith to Heberle. Strike one. Good start with nowhere to put Heberle. The base is juiced here in the ninth. Reith in the stretch. Cooper the runner at third. The 0-1. Heberle chased it out of the zone, and it's 0-2. You think this doesn't mean anything to these guys? Both dugouts are on the perch here. Some fans on their feet watching the outcome here. A strikeout would be monumental for the Axemen. The 0-2 pitch from Reith to Heberle. And a chopper. Oh, a number. It's fair. The play at first is not in time, and we're tied at 5. Heberle picks up a single, and Cooper comes in to score. And the worst the Stateliners can do is an extra inning game. And guess who? Joe Kinneberg. So Kinneberg steps in, the son of manager Bill Kinneberg. He was our Stateliner of the game last night after some phenomenal defense and some excellent hitting. He's got a chance tonight to walk it off for the first win of the season at home for Bristol. Reith's first pitch breaking ball misses the zone. It's 1-0. One out in the ninth. Wood, the pinch runner at third. Gardner stands at second. Heberle at first. The pitch. Kinneberg through the hole. Shortstop fields it, but that will do it. Joe Kinneberg, walk it off. Blake Wood comes in to score, and the Stateliners have won it in the ninth. 6-5. Unbelievable. 5-2 coming into the bottom of the ninth. The Stateliners send eight hitters to the plate, and Joe Kinneberg walks it off for the Stateliners. How about it? The Bristol Stateliners come back to win it. They are now 3-1 on the season after the 6-5 game. And Joe Kinneberg, what a night, what a start to the season for him as the Stateliners victors here tonight. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to tally up everything, and we're going to have our post-game show coming up shortly. What a night here from Bristol on a beautiful night of baseball. Bristol splits the series with the Axemen. We'll be back with our post-game show right after this. The Stateliners win it 6-5.
Way to the future, where generations teach each other, where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune, where southern charm and state-of-the-art come together, where you can really get into the music, at the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Kuti Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Kuti Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. How about that? The Stateliners come back to win it 6-5 against Kingsport when all hope seemed lost there in the ninth inning. A absolutely huge comeback for Bristol. They had six hits in the ninth, all of them singles, including four straight singles to end it, with the bases loaded, just moving station to station. And this is one that I'll remember for a long time. First win for the State Liners that I've called here from Bristol, and the first win of the season as the State Liners move to 3-1. Kingsport drops to 2-2 on the year, and just a big way to split the series for Bristol, coming in down three runs in the ninth, and they come back to win a big game here against Kingsport. So let's go ahead and check the Appy League scoreboard before we finalize what happened here tonight. Of course, Bristol a winner 6-5 over Kingsport. Throughout the Appy League, Danville is leading Pulaski in the eighth inning 14-3. So a blowout in Pulaski. Princeton in a tight one against Johnson City. They lead it 7-6. Burlington with a big comeback tonight after last night's loss. They lead 14-5 over Bluefield. And Elizabethan took care of Greenville easily 10-4. That game already final. Greenville currently 0-3. So they're still looking for their first win of the year. In fact, they're the only team in the Appy League that does not have a win just yet. So a couple key things for our summary here tonight. For the State Liners, it was a couple players with two hits. Cease went 2-for-4. Strong 2-for-4. Gardner 2-for-5 with two RBI. Heberly 2-for-5 with one RBI. Kinneberg did not have a hit until the very last at bat of the ball game, and he comes up with the walk-off winner. Freeney goes 2-for-4 in the DH spot. And every starter for Bristol tonight got a base knock. Six runs, 14 hits, and four errors for Bristol. Five runs, seven hits, four errors for Kingsport. The winner was Anthony Gonzalez, who threw two innings, one hit, no runs, no errors, a walk, and two strikeouts. And the loser goes to Brett Johnson, who had a rough outing, did not get an out. He came in the ninth and gave up two hits, two runs, two earned, no walks, no strikeouts. Again, lots of singles there in the ninth, but that works. And the State Liners victorious on a walk-off. How about that? The first win of the season at home for the State Liners. My first win for the State Liners on the microphone, and it's a walk-off. I can get used to that. All right, let's quickly talk about our State Liner of the game. And there's so many. Last night we gave it to Joe Kinneberg for his efforts. Don't want to give it to him again tonight, even though we had the one knock there at the end. How about this one for you? I'm going to go with Matthew Boynton. Boynton, the starter from Murray State, came in and really relieved this State Liner pitching staff. 4 2/3. He did give up three runs, but he looked really good on the mound and really kind of bought some time for that State Liner pitching staff to sort of make it work. Got all the way into the fifth inning, nearly got out of the fifth inning. And when he left the ball game, Aubrey Smith came in and gave up a few of those runs, but we're talking about almost a at least it was one run. We're talking about just a pitch away from having a five inning outing and only giving up two runs, and you'll take that all day long in the Appy League. So big win here for the State Liners. Big debut for Matthew Boynton. Doesn't get the win, he gets a no decision, but I think he set Bristol up. We've talked about these shootouts that we've seen. I mean, listen to these scores for Bristol. They won 16-6 over Princeton, 14-8 over Princeton, then last night lost 13-7. This one's 6-5. So you get a good, strong pitching performance, that can really change things. Ask Kingsport about how Mickey Sheets did last night for them. Shout out to Trevor Horn, who had five innings and gave up no earned runs. That big four-error inning for Kingsport there in the third, that'll be something they look back on. But, of course, the ninth, how do you not talk about that? A four runs in the ninth, six hits for Bristol, and they walk it off here at home. Quickly, let's talk about what's coming up one more time for the State Liners in the next couple of days. They'll go on the road to Elizabethan tomorrow night and then finish at Elizabethan on Sunday. And then they get that much-needed day off on Monday, June the 12th, before hitting the road again, traveling to Burlington and Danville for four games. And our next home broadcast will not be until June 17th, as the Sock Puppets are in town for the weekend series, a two-game series on the 17th, and then on Father's Day, the 18th as well. We'll have both of those for you on the Stateliners Baseball Network. Well, I'll tell you what, thank you all for joining me tonight. Really appreciate all the messages you guys sent. We are having a blast up here, if you couldn't tell. And in my first year for the as the voice of the Stateliners, just having a lot of fun. Can't wait to get back here and do it again. Remember, Stateliner fans, we do not travel on the road. Our radio team does not travel on the road. So when the Stateliners go on the road tomorrow at Elizabethan and when they go play all the other teams, be sure to tune in to these other networks. You can find their broadcasts on the same website that you see all of ours. So when they go on the road, be sure to go ahead and listen to those guys. Get yourself familiar with some of the other broadcasters throughout the league. And when we get back home, I'll have the call for you here from Boyce Cox Field in Bristol, Virginia. Again, one final time. The Stateliners win it with four runs in the bottom of the ninth. A walk-off single by Joe Kinneberg, scoring second-year Stateliner Blake Wood. And that gives our final score 6-5. The Stateliners victorious. They're 3-1, and they sit atop the division, the West Division in the Appy League. I'm Chris Mangrum. We thank you for tuning in, and we hope to see you next time on the Stateliners Baseball Network.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.